how to bring up what channel.
I don't know how to do that phone because it's not a standard phone. And there are so many lines and buttons and stuff.
I still think that's kind of funny, though.
It's okay. I feel okay. And if I get through today, I'll feel okay. Wait, what day? It's only Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah,
I thought it was Thursday again.
I got a riddle for you.
Okay.
How many talk show hosts does it take to start a lawnmower? One!
You didn't even let us answer.
Well, I have a Toro.
It's one of those rhetorical questions.
So it only takes me. That's right. Toro, I have two of them. One at the rental house, which has been performing reliably for, 11 years. Now, it may not be as red as it was the day I got it, because Toro has that very unique color red, but it still runs and it still cuts the grass. Now, think about that. $128 was what I paid for it, and so that's like over 11 years. That's like $11 a year for a mower.
There you go.
Yeah, not including gas and oil. Gets good gas mileage, too. If you got a smaller lawn, Toro is the perfect, most reliable product to get, and buy it at Lewis Lawn, because when it needs to be serviced or if something happens, needs a repair while it's under warranty, you bring it back there, and they'll take good care of it. In fact, they brought some dead yard equipment to life for me, a couple of chainsaws. It never hurts to call them at 244-9191 if you have something that is not working properly. See if they can't fix it for you. Because their service department can handle anything they sell. They've now added tractor mowers to their inventory. The big zero-turn X-Marks and Toros are also there. The complete steel product line is at Lewis Lawn, Shindawa, and more. But most of all, great people. The Lewises, Chad Sasser, Hannah, and the rest of the gang there. Super nice people. At 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 in the p.m. That's Lewis Lawn.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Today is August 28th, Radio Commercials Day. Without radio commercials, I'd have no salary. I'd be forced to sell my house and live down by the river. So I'd appreciate it if you'd listen when the lizard tries to sell you car insurance on Radio Commercials Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The time at the elephant? 8 o'clock.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Deutsche Bank confirms it has tax records House Democrats want to investigate President Trump's finances.
A federal appeals court ordered the bank to disclose whether it had President Trump's tax returns. Deutsche Bank blacked out the name or names of individuals whose tax information is in its possession, citing privacy concerns. President Trump is appealing a ruling where a judge refused to block banks from handing over records to House Democrats. His lawyers arguing subpoenas for the information serves no congressional oversight purpose and are designed to embarrass the president for political purposes.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Tropical Storm Dorian is heading toward Puerto Rico, the first big storm there since the major damage from Hurricane Maria 2 years ago.
It drops a lot of rain very quickly, winds likely around 60 to 70 miles at this point. And then as far as those rainfall numbers go, we are going to be getting up to over a foot in some cases.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. America is listening to Fox News.
You found a morning show that's so good, it's almost like a fairy tale. Wake up with Greg Budell.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Jay Scott.
Inconceivable!
Emily Hayes.
I know who you are. Your cruelty reveals everything. You're the Dread Pirate Roberts. Admit it.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
While you're at it, why don't you give me a nice paper cut and pour lemon juice on it? We're closed!
Now get ready to live happily ever after. Here comes three men and a lady.
As you wish.
Among other things you learn this hour, pop music is back on top, surpassing hip-hop. Among other stories, Three Men and a Lady. Jay Scott on vacation. He is in Seattle. Emily Hayes is here, though. She's answering the phone. And, of course, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rain chance is 20% or less today. A frontal system is moving through the state. Hasn't quite made it through yet, although I noticed that at the airport, the winds have shifted around to the northwest. That's sometimes a signal that the front has gone through. The dew points are still pretty high. In other words, it still feels humid out there. But gradually, the drier air filters in. Today's high with mostly sunny skies, 92. Cooler, less humid air tonight. You will feel the difference or your money back. Overnight low 67. Tomorrow, tolerable humidity with high temperature up to about 91. Sunshine, low tomorrow night 66. Couple of nice nights in a row. And on Friday, a dry day, a nice day with a high temperature up to about 94. Then the humidity comes back over the weekend with spotty afternoon and evening storms. As you probably know, you probably have heard from me that Dorian needs to be watched as it heads towards the southeastern U.S. over the Labor Day weekend. Could be a full-fledged Category 2 hurricane encountering the Florida coast by Sunday night. Then the question becomes, some of the models want to take it to the northern Gulf Coast. That would be us. Other models want to turn it towards the Carolinas. So there is much controversy on what could happen to Dorian after Florida. We'll continue to watch it for you all weekend long. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. You get access to all my videos and so much more. It's free in the App Store. Best app out there. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. Right now this morning, we have northwest winds at 6 miles per hour, partly cloudy skies. Temperature is 73. It's 8:09.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
I got a Facebook message from Hal and Michelle
about changing the world and making your own bed.
Yeah, I don't know what this clip is from, and I'm reticent to play anything right out of
it. I've seen it. This guy was talking to the commencement speech, talking about making your bed is a gesture about being a better person. And
if you want to change the world, start by making your bed.
Right.
It says,
yeah.
Should I listen to this?
Go ahead.
Learn something.
Please do.
Right after we check in with
it's
East.
East.
Hey, good morning. Rich, this is for you. I got it from my adopted 5-year-old granddaughter.
All right.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lettuce.
Lettuce who?
Lettuce in. It's hot outside.
Oh, I see. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Y'all have a great day.
Thank you.
East just got everybody that calls a cheese slice.
Oh, man.
We had a company in Chicago called Lettuce Entertain You. They owned a chain of trendy restaurants.
I need to also let you know we had somebody call in that wanted to know how to look up. He said, you know that bit that Greg plays? There's something up in there? And I was like, OBGYN thing.
Yeah, we could play that.
Well, he said, he's like, how do I find that online? I told him it was Jolene Roxbury. So
I've seen that there was a company that it was an ice company that delivered ice, and their truck said, I only have ice for you. Some sanitation trucks with our business is picking up.
That reminds me. I saw something the other day that I meant to send to you, fellers.
Yeah.
Because husband said, you should take a picture of that and send it to Greg.
Uh-huh.
And now I have. Days later. So sorry about that.
It's okay.
I'm just, you know, I've not been feeling 100%. You should have it now. I sent it to both of you. Although I haven't heard your phone ding.
My dinger is off.
It came in on my iPad and my phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a little of this.
Okay, yes.
I am just enjoying it.
Here we go.
If you make your bed every morning, you will have accomplished the first task of the day.
That's it.
Roll Tide.
It will give you a small sense of pride.
War Eagle.
And it will encourage you to do another task, and another, and another. And by the end of the day, that one task completed will have turned into many tasks completed. Making your bed will also reinforce the fact that the little things in life matter. If you can't do the little things right, you'll never be able to do the big things right.
I like that.
And if by chance you have a miserable day, you will come home to a bed that is made.
Right.
That you made. And a made bed gives you encouragement that tomorrow will be better.
How
to
about
pass
that?
SEAL training, there are a series of long swims that must be completed.
All right, we got the gist of it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Go make your bed when you get home.
I'm going to make it. I'll make it from inside. How about if I make it from underneath the comforter?
Hey, I can't do it the military way where you have, they drop a quarter on it, you know, and it's supposed to bounce. You know what I mean? It's perfect. It's taunt. It's perfect. It's the military way.
No. By the way, remember the movie Hurricane that was on Amazon Prime?
Right.
That was based on Camille?
Mm-hmm.
And I had a buddy of mine who asked about it, so he saw it too, and neither one of us could get over that Sergeant Carter from Gomer Pyle.
Sergeant Carter was
the drunk,
obnoxious
partier.
Drunk.
And I'm sorry, there are just, it's sad that some actors take on a role to such an extent they can't shake it. So it was like watching, you kept waiting for him to say, Pyle!
Exactly. Exactly.
Yet, on the other hand, was there ever a more signature character for any actor than Archie Bunker? For, you know, All in the Family, yet he was totally believable as Gillespie in The Heat of the Night.
And so growing up, I saw In the Heat of the Night first, mm-hmm. before I ever saw All in the Family.
Oh,
so to see him from the
cop
to Archie was really interesting.
And in real life, he was 180 degrees from Archie.
Yeah. That role was almost given to Mickey Rooney, as a matter of fact, when they were casting that show. It is 8:30. I wonder if they'll do another live performance, recast the old episode.
They did replay the first one. With not much fanfare, but ABC did so you saw it, right?
I only saw clips.
Okay.
Let's talk to Randall.
Hey.
Hey. I heard the way that dude said it, but I had already went in and made and tried it, because the way Rich had said it a while ago, how it's self-pleasuring. I mean, I had to go check it out for myself, and I'm not going to say it wasn't, but I'm going to tell you something. I done thumped your bobblehead off again.
What?
I done thumped Rich's bobblehead off again. It's self-pleasuring, for real. To make your bed. I thank you, Rich, for that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Thank you. The way you said it was way better than the way that man said it, I promise you.
I just was just a little disturbed that you thumped my bobblehead, but that's okay. Sorry.
You broke the bobblehead off?
At least you have a Rich Thomas bobblehead. I never got one.
Same.
I was going to put it on top of my mailbox.
Oh, man. I think I still got one that's good. Yeah. I think I do.
If you go to Rick and ask for a bobblehead, but by the way, I want to listen in on that conversation. he's going to be receptive to that, right?
If I want a bobblehead of me?
Yeah.
We should do a morning show bobblehead.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. A morning show bobblehead. Yes. Y'all, we're making shirts for that. Morning show bobblehead. Yeah. All right, love it.
We never do anything together.
Thanks, Randall.
Thanks.
Hey, don't forget the.
We'll be at a war movie.
Yeah. Tonight we're celebrating Happy Hour's 14th anniversary at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, and we hope you'll come and join us. Let's quickly check traffic. At 8:15.
We're rolling into the 8 o'clock portion of our rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is still seeing lots of traffic out on the interstates. On I-85, we have a slowdown between the Boulevard and about Jackson Hospital, so just be careful. Doesn't look like there's an accident. It's just real thick through there. If you're on I-65 southbound headed out of Prattville, look out right after you come off of Cobbs Ford Road. It's going to slow down and stay that way most of the way into the downtown area. The 31s have cleared up quite a bit. We don't have a lot of traffic jams there, and the Boulevard is busy, especially between the Atlanta Highway and I-85. Let's be careful and get on into work safely this morning. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter announces a 60-day or 2,000-mile powertrain warranty on all qualified pre-owned vehicles at no cost to you. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Labor Day weekend has an increased risk of road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. Plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
When I was down in Florida in late June to visit Goose. We went shopping, and she wanted to stop at the jeweler where she had purchased her wedding rings and stuff to see what she could do with them, because she didn't want them around. They're just nothing but an unhappy memory. And I stayed out of the conversation. And when I said, how'd you do? And she said, oh, they can't resize and blah, blah, blah. All she got basically was a lecture on what they couldn't do. So,
which is not what you want to hear in that situation.
No, no. Especially for somebody who's really trying to move forward now. This is the great thing that, okay, this happened. It hurt like hell, but I want to move on with my life.
Tough kid.
So,
tough kid.
I got custody of that jewelry and took it to Lynn at Bryan Jewelry and said, what can we do here? So Janelle went shopping on their website and was really impressed with the selection and picked out three items, all of which are now in her possession, and she loves them. I've got to publish the picture she sent of this. I showed it to you yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's how would you describe that?
I wonder if that falls under cocktail ring status, because it's not a huge stone or anything like that. It's just two weaving bands.
Yes, with small diamonds.
With small diamonds through it that go from the base of your finger kind of up to your knuckle.
She loves it.
It's beautiful.
Absolutely loves it. And the other items that she picked up and we had sent down. Yeah, you didn't see it, Rich, but this is it.
I did see it yesterday. Oh, you did? The day before yesterday? Yep.
She has good taste. She certainly didn't get it from me.
Of course she did.
I think her mother kind of trained her in the art of nice things. But I can't tell you what it means for all of us, having gone through that whole trauma, that Bryan Jewelry, we can take a situation like that and turn it into a smile. So if you need something made, see them. Go see them. If you're looking for something specific, go see them. Because if it's not, in a display case, they can make it. That's what professional jewelers do, and that's what they've been doing in the preferred community for a long, long time, 63 years. Their new freestanding building is at 1778 East Main. Join the Bryan Jewelry Club online and save $200 or save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at BryanJewelry.com. We got your local news. And since we had this, it was a little factoid on Kenan Thompson.
Oh?
He now holds the record for the most celebrity impressions on Saturday Night Live with 129.
Wow.
Somebody's keeping track of that?
I guess. And he's been on the show since 2003 as the longest tenured cast member, passing Daryl Hammond.
And love Tim Meadows was there for a long time, too.
But Kenan now holds the record for the longest. And it serves him well. I'm glad that he's made a couple of dumb movies, but I'm glad that the show has served him well.
All the SNL people have done dumb movies.
He's had a really good sketch comedy career, because all of his stuff started on Nickelodeon.
I didn't know.
There was a show called All That, and it was kind of like watered down SNL. It was just sketch comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that, he and his buddy had the show Kenan and Kel. And then not long after that did he go to SNL.
So he's just one of those people, whenever he's in a skit, I know I'm going to laugh.
Yep.
And I love it. It's 8:20. We're going to salute him by playing the Amazon Alexis Silver in just a moment.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Charlotte Meadows won the Republican runoff in Alabama House District 74. She will now move on to face Democrat Rayford Mack on November 12th. The race for mayor of Montgomery is headed to a runoff between Stephen Reed and David Woods. With everything but the provisional ballots counted, Reed has 42% of the vote to Woods' 24%. The runoff is October 8th. For more election results, go to alabamanews.net. And a trial date has been set for the Montgomery police officer charged with shooting and killing an unarmed black man. Officer Aaron Smith is accused of killing Greg Gunn in his Mobile Heights neighborhood in February of 2016. His trial date has been set for November 18th at the Dale County Courthouse in Ozark. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Thank you there, Andrew. Let's say good morning to Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Sam. Greg.
Yes.
I love the idea of the bobblehead, but what I really want is the Greg Budell stress doll. Something, yeah, one of those those periods when you go off and get all crazy and wound up. Yeah,
one of those. I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean?
So,
that's right.
Would you pull out the string or something, and then he gets stressed?
Yeah, it would be a stress ball, like a stress ball that you squeeze, and maybe when you squeeze it, Greg's eyeballs would pop out.
That's exactly right. Those scary looking little jokers. And the ones that you could just hold real tight around the neck and just punch.
I got you.
Stress relief.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's a good idea. We'll run that by the boss.
Yeah.
There you go. I just picked up my certificate, and, man, people were friendly. And, again, I just want to say thank you one more time.
It's our pleasure, Sam.
Thank you, man.
That is an idea, the Greg Budell stress ball.
They're flying off the shelf.
We should have a whole merchandise.
Yeah, we
page
should.
On the
we should.
Facebook
it's,
page.
It's not that we're
on the website.
From the Channel 8 people let me know that the bobbleheads are not cheap.
No, In fact,
even the shipping cost of because those were remember
those were well made. They were heavy.
Yeah. Was ridiculous.
I wonder who, what kind of artist or designer is charged with the responsibility of creating someone's likeness in the bobblehead.
I don't know. I think they sent, you send them some pictures. I don't know how that works. I was really surprised when they said to me, we've got a bobblehead of you and Shane. Oh, really? Which one is which?
Look who's on the phone. It's celebrity Seth Spotlow.
Hi.
Good morning, y'all.
Hey.
I heard about the morning show bobblehead, and Emily should have one, and it should have, like, a finger waggling along with the head.
Yeah.
A bobble finger doll?
A bobblehead that has the finger connected to the head, so it's kind of like the finger waggling at you.
Do you have any idea of which finger it would be?
Depends on the day of the week, I guess.
I guess you're never coming over for dinner again.
Emily is not.
Oh, I love your food. It's great.
I've never been invited to Emily's house for dinner, so I wouldn't know how.
No, we never.
You guys have been invited to my house
and y'all have never shown up
for anything. You never even came to the house in Millbrook, and y'all were invited to a boatload of things there. I don't want to hear it. Don't even get me started.
No matter what she says, she's a good cook.
You just let me know when you're screening a war movie over there.
You know what? I will. I will. And I'll cook that, too.
Thanks, man.
Way to go, Seth.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Hey, Emily just called Rich. She wants us to come over and watch The Bridge Over the River Kwai. How about that?
And I'll have snacks.
Do you know that movie, Bridge Over the River Kwai, that movie had the highest rated movie on network TV for many, many years.
It's an interesting movie.
Until CBS finally showed Gone with the Wind in 1970s.
It gave those guys a purpose. You know, then, of course, the idea was they're going to blow it up. Then he didn't want to blow it up
because
he was too emotionally invested in the bridge.
It was
a beautiful bridge.
I'm stuck on that. I did invite you guys to my house a couple of times, and y'all didn't come.
Yeah, I'm stuck on Band-Aid, and Band-Aid stuck on me.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, the party we were invited to was Sip and See.
It was an afternoon thing, and
the Sip and See was when I got my apartment in Prattville. That was a long time ago.
School night.
That's the last invitation I remember.
Yeah.
And as I recall,
holiday invitations.
Well, that's a nice idea. Invite a recovering alcoholic to a party.
To a liquor event.
So I think I sent a gift.
To what?
For your place with fiance or whatever it was. I recall this. I think I deducted your gift on my taxes. I'll go check my returns and see if I can figure out what that was. It's 826.
Hi, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report.
The River Region is experiencing a record year in real estate sales, and looks like that trend is likely to continue. Low interest rates, lowest unemployment in decades, means more people are able to buy a house. In addition, our area welcomes thousands of new residents being transferred by the military or being transferred to a new job. Over 3,400 homes have sold thus far in our area, and 47% of our listings are selling in the first 60 days on the market. It's taking less time to sell a house than it has in a long time. Our listings have been getting offers and contracts, and we need more listings to sell. If you want over 40 years of local real estate experience, a team of positive, uplifting people, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or text me, 221-2883.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Time for traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through the 8 o'clock hour, and our traffic is looking a little bit better this morning. The jam up on I-65 is cleared up. You're up at a speed limit right there. We still have a slowdown on I-85 between the Boulevard and about Ann Street, so be careful if you're headed into the downtown area. And there's a lot of congestion between the interstate and the Atlanta Highway on the Boulevard, so be careful there. Your school zones are just about wrapped up, but be careful. There's still some congestion around those. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems. They keep your pets safe at home and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend, and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids done bought me a busted machine again.
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many did he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
He what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Reading local news and pop culture.
Anita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pair it to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing, jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an uh-huh feature for long rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 only.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
I'm so mean.
It's like working with my brother.
Well, Rich had an idea.
Oh.
No, since you were
trying to get my battery accusing, to say.
No, because you were unjustly accusing us of leaving you out or something.
I didn't say a word.
So what I did, and I didn't even know this, that the studio door had a lock.
I didn't know it had a lock.
So I thought the thing would end before you came back upstairs, so when we turned the mics on, people would hear you
knocking on the
door. And we were just going to say that Rich and I were watching a war movie, so stay away until we're done. But I'm an ale. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
So I went downstairs to get my power supply because my laptop battery was dying.
Yeah.
You know, to help produce this show.
Didn't they do a bunch of hit songs in the 80s? Power supply. Oh, no. It was
air supply.
I'm all out of juice.
How many people?
Just trying to help you guys have a successful show. And
I'm so we're maimed dead and, without you.
Maimed and wrecked, falling asleep out of the studio. Of the wheel, listening to, yeah, I'm all out of love.
Mm-hmm.
Making love out of nothing at all. I mean, they just, there was no end.
On a double bill with bread.
Oh, jeez. Brought to you by Sominex. I did see Bread in concert.
I would love to see David get. You know what?
It was good.
Their greatest hits album, The Best of Bread. I don't let on to anyone that I'm actually listening to it, but if I'm on a long trip, I can play The Best of Bread, and it's pretty good.
They did some great stuff, and it wasn't inane. So I got in trouble once.
Mm-hmm. Once.
It don't matter to me.
In my catalog of troubles throughout my career, this would probably be somewhere in the hundreds somewhere.
Okay.
But I had a brilliant idea one morning, and my boss used to, you know, the guy. Because even though they were paying me stupid money, they always made it seem like, well, yeah, but the music is what everybody's listening for, and I kind of disagree with that, and so did my partners on the show. So one morning, we're coming out of one of those dreary air supply songs, and it was about 30 seconds from the end, okay? Most of it had played.
Right.
And it was a fade-end song, so it wasn't like it was building up to this big conclusion. So I just cut the pot off. Abruptly. I didn't let it fade. I said, I am Super Radio Jock. I just cut off your air supply.
I see what you did there.
See, now that's a long time ago. That was a little different. And then 9 o'clock comes and the studio door goes open and there he is. What do you think I'm going to be with the air supply? That's a number one song. Are you a number one jock? Yeah, I got bonuses in all my demos, boss.
Do you remember if that was a song you had to queue up on a turntable, or was that on a cart?
It was on a cart.
Oh, I got you.
Everything was on a cart. And how amazing, because they would trigger fire into each other.
Yeah.
For those of you listening, if you remember what an 8-track tape is, it was like having each song, each commercial, everything was on its own cartridge.
Right.
And we had 9 machines in a bank. And if you wanted to, you know, you just leave them on and they would fire into each other.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that here, except it's digital and not actual individual
but
cartridges.
But the way things are labeled and kept and referred, it's still the old terminology of
cart.
The cart number for this
cart.
And
yeah.
The
yeah.
intro, the way you put the...
Even though it's digital now, they still are called cart.
Yeah, and all our song stuff, like I put in a song the other day for Bama Country and had to take Rick the intro time / length of the song / right. if it's a cold or a fade mm-hmm. at the end. You know, we still yep. do stuff like that.
Yep. Who is the song by? Jason Aldean?
No, it was Blake Shelton. And I had to sit through and listen to it.
And that funny, wangy male country voice is back, yeah, and I don't care for it.
It made me have a lot more appreciation for what Jay goes through.
Yeah.
Yeah, because some of that stuff, I mean...
I'm just looking at...
How would you like to have this seat someday?
I'm just looking at these country songs, like Jake Owen's birthday is today. Barefoot Blue Jean Night.
Wow. But look, we're not knocking country music.
No, it's really popular.
It's just like rock and roll, man.
In fact, for a while there, country was really the last salvation of Top 40 because it was commercial and had a lot of variety. It wasn't the old Johnny Cash playing one chord for 3 minutes. I walked the line. I'm on fire.
I was gonna. We've done those songs before. Those song titles at Wild Country song titles.
Would you hand me the card for the Emily segment?
Oh, the Emily segment. Yeah.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. Really missing my friend Jay, who usually helps me deflect some of this behavior from the co-hosts.
Behavior.
Jay wouldn't have let me be locked out of the studio.
Sure he would have.
You know what, Rich, you're right, he probably would have.
He
but you know
stood
what?
Against the door, are you kidding?
He would have made up for it by going to the Seafood Bistro and getting a cup of gumbo and bringing it as a peace offering, because that's my favorite thing from the Seafood Bistro. Just as if I had to apologize to him for something, I'd give him some fried okra or some red beans and rice. Many dishes for you to enjoy at the Seafood Bistro, open for lunch and dinner. You hear us talk about them a lot, but don't miss out on the lunch specials. Easy in, easy out, Monday through Thursday, two of your favorites for $9.99. Go check them out in person, 1651 Perry Hill Road, online at theseafoodbistro.com, where you can cruise the menu, and you can also utilize those delivery apps in town to have it brought to you if you're stuck at your desk, or maybe you get home from work and you're just too tired to cook supper. Just place your order, have it brought to you, and you can always call ahead at 279-7500. But we like for you to go see them in person at the Seafood Bistro.
Thank you.
There's one song title I'll give you. You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly.
That's no.
You're horrible. The Reason Our Kids Are Ugly.
That's usually on one of those joke sheets they send around of country songs, you know.
That's pretty horrible.
My dog shot my wife and... bury the bullets or something.
Well, you know what they've said, and this is the last thing I'll say about country, because there is some country music that I like. I'm not slamming country music. But
hey, Shania Twain's birthday, goddess of country.
But you know, they've always said that if you play a country song backwards you'll get everything back.
Your dog comes back to you. And,
Yeah, that's cool.
Your wife.
Right. Good theory. Good philosophy. It is 8:39.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery, call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
You just mentioned when you're out there checking traffic that it already feels a little detectably better.
Yeah. Much more pleasant right? than the heavy air of yesterday morning and afternoon.
And we're only a portion into the niceness of the air, which is moving through the state right now, leading edge of a front. I've got the rain chances 20% or less today. Otherwise, look for a mostly sunny day with a high around 92. And gradually, we'll start to see an improvement as the day goes on, with a high temperature up to, as I mentioned, 92 tonight, but cooler, less humid. I said 92 today, but cooler, less humid tonight, low 67. Tomorrow, tolerable humidity levels with sunshine and a high around 91. Tomorrow night's low 66. So a couple of days that are going to feel much better than it has. Then the risk of random hit or miss storms returns over the upcoming weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It will be humid as well as we continue to watch the future progress of Dorian. Dorian, the storm that is having an encounter with Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands today, could become a hurricane over the weekend and maybe approach the Florida coast as a Category 2 hurricane by sometime, let's say, Sunday nightish. Then the question becomes, does it make a right-hand turn when it gets to Florida, or does it keep going? And, of course, you know, we're in the direction when it keeps going. So we'll be watching Dorian very carefully. Right now this morning, partly cloudy skies, northwest winds at 6 miles per hour. One of the signs that the front has either gone by or is about to go by. 73 degrees now, 841.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
All right, I'm posting an article about yesterday's mayoral election results on Facebook, and would love your comments and reactions so I can use them this afternoon on Happy Hour at 8:41. We're going to take a final check on traffic, and then we'll come back with today's Morning Maroon nominees. It's 8:42.
Montgomery Sky Watch with a final look at your morning traffic, and things are back to a normal flow. We don't have a lot of problems out there for you. It's still busy on the boulevard, so be careful around the intersections. I-65's up to a speed limit ride. There's a bit of a slowdown as you're headed into the downtown area on I-85, so be careful there. Otherwise, our traffic looks great. You should be able to get into work without any delays. Be careful, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. The National Clearance Event is going on right now at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Labor Day weekend has an increased risk of road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. Plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The race for mayor of Montgomery is headed to a runoff between Stephen Reed and David Woods. With everything but the provisional ballots counted, Reed has 42% of the vote to Woods' 24%. The runoff is October 8th. Charlotte Meadows won the Republican runoff in Alabama House District 74. She will now move on to face Democrat Rayford Mack on November 12th. For more election results, go to alabamanews.net. And a trial date has been set for the Montgomery police officer charged with shooting and killing an unarmed black man in 2016. Officer Aaron Smith is accused of killing Greg Gunn in his Mobile Heights neighborhood in February of 2016. His trial date has been set for November 18th at 9 a.m. at the Dale County Courthouse in Ozark. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Marguerite's. How do we do it? We make it. We really make it. We custom design with you involved every step. Our diamonds are only the best. Forevermark. Direct from the De Beers Mines to Marguerite's in Montgomery, Alabama. Master Jewelers, this is what totally separates us from all the others. And Marguerite's, your jewelry is the most important thing in the world. Marguerite's open 7 days a week, located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've heard the news.
Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin, is making a multi-billion dollar offer to settle a wave of lawsuits.
Do you want your share of that drug money? Do you believe you're owed some of that money for being hooked on OxyContin, also known as hillbilly heroin, blues, ox, kickers, oxy, or the pills my friend Billy sold me? Hi, I'm Cletus Lee Tuttle. Let me help you get your fair share of the money that's owed to you by the the drug companies. Get up off the floor and call me today. Cletus Lee Tuttle. This offer not valid to those who sold fake pills, stole pills from Granny, or did a smash and grab at a Walgreens.
Disclaimer, Cletus Lee Tuttle is not an attorney. Just a hopped up pillhead who bought airtime believing he could dupe other druggies into becoming clients.
I'll talk to you soon, Cletus Lee Tuttle.
8:46 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Garay.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
They got a right to be stupid there.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because it's in the Constitution, I think. Our Morning Maroon nominees at 8:47 on News Talk 93.1 FNN. All right, nominee number one. You think somebody driving a Mercedes would have the money for a Botox procedure, right?
Yeah.
A lady in a Mercedes SUV drove up to a Botox clinic in Sugar Land, Texas, one of the most romantic cities in America.
That's right.
They were on that list the other day, remember?
It's a suburb of Houston.
Pulled out a grinding saw and used it to break in to the Botox clinic, climbed into the office, stole some anti-aging products, and then took off.
Yikes.
Surveillance video will lead to her capture. She's 35 to 45 years old with blonde hair and a thin build and probably has a lot of cream on her face at this particular point.
Uh-huh.
Those, by the way, I know about these anti-aging products that clinics like that sell. They're very expensive. But if you can afford a Mercedes, you can spend $80 for a
bottle. 80 bottles.
For a bottle of wrinkle reducer.
Uh-huh.
Moisturizer.
Uh-huh.
Next, we have a former Macy's employee in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Police in Upper Marion, Pennsylvania, which is not far from...
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Mr. Tornado's there. Got a call around 4:30 in the morning about somebody inside of a Macy's, but when they got there, they found someone had stolen money from the registers. No sign of the thief. After 5 hours of searching, they finally figured it out when they found a 32-year-old guy named Nicholas Redman hiding in the ceiling.
Oh.
Turns out he had just quit Macy's 3 weeks earlier, but still had a set of keys, let himself in, and when the police arrived, hid. He stole $7,000 that night. Well, actually, part of the story is there were little... I noticed that the ceiling seemed to be snowing.
Oh, was that the tip-off?
He didn't fall through it, but he was heavy enough to create...
Yeah, cause that snow
some flaking.
Yeah, flaky effect.
So he's facing theft charges. And people that claim military service, one of whom, by the way, in Vietnam, is that idiot in Connecticut, Blumenthal. And they keep reelecting him. It's despicable. Two guys who lied about being in the military have been ordered by a judge in Montana to stand next to veterans memorials on Memorial Day and Veterans Day with signs that say, "I am a liar."
Well,
so they're the nominees.
That last guy gets my vote for being a jerk.
I just can't think of anything more despicable than claiming that. My
right.
goodness. We had other possibilities here. Dairy Queen is doing Blizzard-scented candles.
What?
It seems like every fast food place has something going on.
They need a gimmick. I mean, this chicken sandwich thing has gone way too far.
Well, Popeyes, they created a chicken sandwich, and they're out of it. They can't resupply their restaurants fast enough. But then you have KFC developing a non-chicken chicken.
Yeah.
Be interested to see if Bailey could tell the difference.
The number one Popeyes in the world for those chicken sandwich sales?
Right.
Daphne, Alabama. Right across the street from a Chick-fil-A.
Well, I wonder what the Popeye sandwich that went out of, that they couldn't, must have been really
In addition to developing fake chicken, KFC is now serving their sides by the scoop and not by the container, okay. So you can make mashups of sides in one container, like mac and cheese and mashed potatoes. They're all, you know, and KFC's I'm sorry.
Guilty pleasure.
The meatless Whopper.
Yeah.
And they're spending a ton of money to advertise a soybean burger on. I mean, that's fine if that's what they want to do. It's a free country.
But when you put all the stuff on it that goes on a Whopper, how much of a benefit has it been to take the meat out of the... you know, you follow me?
I understand what you're saying. Yeah. If you're loading it up with a bunch of
You know,
stuff.
Yeah, is it really the burger? I mean, I'm doing the keto. I love the fact that I can still do burgers. Yesterday, you know, I had steamed Brussels sprouts and a burger with another slice of cheese. And honey mustard is pretty much keto friendly. Yeah.
So you do the burger without the bun.
I have not had a bun.
Yeah.
In my mouth in 7 weeks plus. Or a piece of potato.
I
couldn't.
Except for the breakfasts here, I have completely cut out bread and potatoes and pasta and pizza. Yeah.
That's, pizza, we had a pizza in the house. I did not eat the pizza. I scraped the topping off because I can do the cheese and pepperoni.
Yeah, you know there's those, I think Costco has them, the cauliflower crust pizzas. You gotta try it.
I gotta get Mrs. Ritterbull.
You gotta do it.
Over there to do that.
You gotta get on it.
And they do have some keto-friendly bread alternatives, but I've heard they're kind of expensive. But, and keto ice cream. And it's good. It's just...
Oh, okay, because you can't do dairy, so it's keto ice cream?
I mean, I still put... I can do half and half. But you go through it awfully fast when you drink as much coffee.
As we do here.
So I still have some occasional dairy, but not nearly as much. And you know what? Drink the water, I'm down to like less than 2 bottles of Diet Coke a day. You know, those 10-ounce bottles.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cut back. Water's good for you. There's nothing wrong with drinking a lot of water.
I'm going to go have a cigarette after I give you this message on behalf of...
Is that on keto?
Yes. Yes, very keto-friendly. You know, when you shop at Kaiser Fine Furnishings, you automatically save 1.5% by going there just north of Montgomery. Because the sales tax is 8.5% there and not 10%.
Oh, that's right.
So you save as soon as you walk in the door. But right now, through September 7th, they're having their kickoff sales event. And what this means, if you would like something more comfortable, maybe your favorite chair is getting a little worn out, or you'd just like to put a new living room suite in, or a new bedroom suite, whatever it is you're looking for, 50% off with an additional 10% off on red tag items at Kaiser. And it's an amazing place. We needed a recliner. We found one. And it's comfortable. And it also rocks and swivels, so it's even more versatile than the one we kind of replaced. But we got it for well under $500. And by the way, if you buy at Kaiser between now and September 7th, free delivery anywhere in the Tri-County area. And wear comfortable shoes because they have a lot to see. It's a big building and loaded, loaded with choices. Oh, and say hi to my friend Stella there, please. Tell her Greg says hello. She is a joy to work with. So if you're looking for something particular, she knows that inventory. She can help you find it. Kaiser Fine Furnishings, 4044 Wetumpka Highway, on the east side of 231 as you're heading towards Wetumpka.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician, come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just gonna ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill. I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is all part of a bigger plot, bigger conspiracy to take meat away from us. I just saw that image that you like.
Yeah.
It's a mowing service called Lawn and Order.
Lawn and Order.
And their truck has the actual...
I said that to you.
Yeah. Well, I paid attention when
you paid attention when Rich liked the image. You didn't pay attention when I sent you the photo. I see where I rank in this friendship life. So, you know what? I'll just be over here.
I'm ashamed.
Might as well just go ahead and turn my mic off.
No. I may need to ask you to do something. Which I would not do right now. Not at this particular moment. I don't think I'd ask you for anything other than to not kill me as we're going down the stairs today.
Didn't even notice that I sent the picture.
This is not... We shouldn't be spatting because it is Shania Twain's birthday.
Oh.
After all.
You're still
the one I love. What a great song. The one that I belong to. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? From this moment, as long as I live, only be free and feel the way I feel. I absolutely love her. I do. She's got that. She's one of those rare, for me.
Yeah.
Just talking me here. Who's?
She says the same thing about you.
Oh God. Anyway, happy 54th birthday to the woman who was out. Of course, I know, and I say this at the risk that some country guys